Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Maria, we've just met a girl named Maria, and suddenly we see
what a gold digger she can be.
Maria!
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's 90-day gate, let's love.
We're recording.
Y'all.
Someone's
hand reached out to grab mine when we were watching this just now.
I held
because y'all, as Beyonce once said, God is real. And we have just said, Maria is real. Y'all, this is 90 Days Gays. And
this is 90 Day Gays. I'm Maddie, or AKA Matt.
And I am agog. I am agog. My mouth is on the floor.
And you are,
I am Poodle,
AKA Jake. Y'all, thank you for joining us.
I am shook.
Okay, so just before we jump into all of this, we are talking about 90
Holy
Day Fiancé.
Holy hell.
I know. It's like that first time that you saw a Brazilian cock up close.
It was like, going.
You didn't know a foreskin could do that, but you went, yikes.
It's holy shnikes.
Sorry, y'all. We're overstimulated.
Fan
the chandelier
scream.
Screams coming
chandelier
in early.
Chandelier, whatever the fuck it is.
Anyway, y'all. So thank you for joining us today. We are recapping Before the 90 Days and what we're doing. This is a Monday or a Sunday night episode going up.
This is just for the finale of the show.
Just for the finale of the show.
And then we'll do the tell-all tomorrow.
Yes, we're going to do all three tell-alls. We're going to do as one.
Well, two parts, but 1 hour plus 2 hours.
Yeah, all 3 hours of tell-alls we will do in our regular Tuesday night
show. Regular scheduled program.
You know why? Because if there was ever a special show that should be, I mean,
this has been the biggest shock of the season. I don't know why they didn't do this last season or the last episode.
I have never been so happy to commit to something like this. we've enjoyed this season anyway, but didn't it just make you be like, I'm so fucking glad I've been here.
This tittles my whittle. And I mean, was fine.
We are, I can't wait to talk to Frauded by TLC, to talk of shits, Kim and Kyle. I mean,
yes,
this is
all
going,
these.
Y'all, this is an earthquake in this community, and I hope we can all come together.
It was at least a 7.1. And we're from California, so we know earthquakes.
And I have to say, for our Sissy Squad, I have never wanted to be at a bar drinking with you bitches watching this show than more right now.
I have not been on the squad today because I knew the spoilers would all be around, and it did not disappoint.
It
the spoilers not, we I didn't think it was be that in
you know
intense.
Jackie, our moderator, said, just emailed us and said,
whoa,
and we
and,
said
and
no.
We're like, no, we haven't seen it. She's
and
like,
we thought it was a tell-all.
So you know when Jackie's like, you need to watch this shit,
y'all, because she's a mom with a husband, and nothing fucking shakes her.
Nothing shakes her.
You could just shit on your pants and she'd say, so what, it's Tuesday, let me clean it up. That's what Jackie does.
Just a Tuesday.
Which, by the way, y'all, speaking of our Sissy Squad on Facebook, we're going to have a special new segment at the end of each show called a Sissy Shout Out, y'all. A Sissy Shout Out. Well, we're going to be shouting out our sissies, so be sure to stay tuned to that when we talk about our reviews and all that kind of stuff. We're going to give you a shout out. We do have some... no, we don't, because we're not going to... But the store is... merch is coming soon, y'all. Like,
Swag is back and in effect.
Not yet. We're going to talk to our web designer. He broke his foot. He's moving. But as soon as he gets all healed up, he's going to post the store.
It's got a little bit of gout, y'all.
We hope not. Anyway, I mean, she is real. This is like, when is the last time you felt this way?
This is the last time I felt this way was when they found Elizabeth Smart. Because,
yes,
you know, everyone says she's dead.
Yes.
That pretty white blonde girl is dead.
Then
she ran away from those two crazy people. That girl, Elizabeth Smart, played the harp.
She did play the harp.
And she was a pretty blonde Mormon girl, and everybody wanted her home, y'all.
It's true. Everybody wanted her home.
That would have been like a brown girl who was named Conchita. We would have forgotten about her in a day.
Because that happens all the time in this country.
I know. But Elizabeth Smart played the harp, y'all, and she was pretty. And those crazy people who wanted to make her join a cult, and she escaped.
She escaped.
I watched that Lifetime movie.
This doesn't...
That's what it made me feel like, when Elizabeth Smart escaped.
I appreciate you saying that, because I think the last time I felt this kind of shook and shock was when they saved baby Jessica from that.
When they
pulled her up out of that well.
Everyone was like, that baby's alive.
That baby's still alive.
Damn.
I remember I was at one of my school friends, and they pulled baby Jessica out of that well. I remember his mother started crying. His dad started dancing. And that night, he and I jacked off together for the first time. That was seventh grade. So.
It's good to have memories.
You know, yeah, it was a special night for me. It's a really special night. That's true, y'all.
Wow, was that the first time you ever did something with another guy?
In seventh grade, yeah.
I don't know.
What about you?
I would have said when someone tries to be like, get away from me, faggot. That's what I would have said.
Well, you know, boys start talking about boobs, and the next thing you know.
Yeah, not real. I don't have any.
Speaking of boobs, Maria, y'all.
First of all, Maria's a fucking fox.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous. Although she was using some hella filters to get that made up.
No, you can tell that she comes from probably not great stock, and she's done a lot of work to get herself where she can be.
And she makes, when she goes online, her makeup is flawless. She goes to some drag queen tutorial
type anything when Maria. I just put Maria is fucking real, and then I have hardly any other words.
Just getting back to Caesar's part initially, their relationship is great, and we've talked about going to Cuba. It's very different than Mexico. Very different reaction, kind of. And I just got to say that our relationship is like a brand new toy you open on Christmas Day. Michelle? Liam? Joe Biden? she's loved my life. And that's the way it's going to be.
All right. That's Maria. Anyway.
And
insane. I mean,
y'all, that bitch is so fucking deluded. It makes me really sad, actually.
So deluded.
But when I saw Maria, my gay soul became reinvigorated, and I was dancing above it all.
This was like, you know what this makes me, like, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, when you find out that that one bitch is dead in Alias, and that's actually a clone. That was riveting television. Y'all, if you loved Alias, come at us.
Come
we love
that
show.
That was a delicious show.
We love Jennifer Garner.
I just got to say, I wrote down, holy shit, she is real. She's fucking real, and she's in Kiev. So, y'all, we see Maria's life, and the interviewer is kind of pressing her. She's a little hostile to her.
Also, she was hostile to her, and y'all, the music sounds like from a 1984 Cold World movie. Like, they are making Maria to be out.
We gotta find the missile.
Yes. Submarine down. Submarine down.
No, I never tell you where missile is.
Where missile is. Dmitry, more vodka, baby.
I wrote down, so this bitch is just a call girl. She's an actual girl trading Insta, probably nude pics with him.
I mean,
almost certainly.
And then all of her friends. This is literally a reboot of the sitcom It's a Living, but in a different way, y'all.
I call it the Real Housewives of Kiev, but the sluttier version. But none of them are housewives.
I mean, her one friend with the purple lipstick.
Oh,
she looks like the lead singer of the Misfits. From Jim and the Hologram.
That bitch was wearing purple lipstick during the day.
We got the Misfits.
During
our songs
the day.
Better. Y'all, we are all over the place. We are
Y'all,
overstimulated.
Purple is not a day lipstick color.
I kind of enjoy it. You know who looks good in purple lipstick?
I do.
You.
This bitch.
When
I'm Maleficent.
When you're Maleficent, you look beautiful.
But who would wear purple lipstick during the day?
Her friend.
It's a look.
She is a call girl. Y'all,
she looks a little like a brunette Christopher. Crystal Bernard.
She does a little bit. I'm telling you, it's a living.
It is.
But instead of the Bonaventure, they're at a whorehouse in Kiev talking to people. Y'all, if you liked It's a Living, come at us.
And getting mojitos. Can you imagine what a mojito's like in Ukraine?
I mean, I love a mojito.
It's just beet sugar.
But that's a fucking basic drink now.
It is.
If you're getting mojito,
please.
I do love mojitos, though. They make
but
your breath taste
good.
You have to
say it like you do it, mojito.
Mojito. Y'all, we have a mojito party. I have a picture somewhere where I'm just face down in the ground at like 2
p.m. Yeah, that wasn't good. That was not a good party.
I had fun.
Is that when you set trash on fire?
It's when I set our trash on fire. That did happen.
And we'll do a whole other episode about that.
Maria loves to travel, but apparently everywhere in the world except for fucking the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah, because she would be too close to Caesar.
I want to interview y'all. If y'all know the producer that interviewed her, tell her to fucking find us because I want to talk to that bitch.
She's like, so you're okay. My favorite is, how much have you seen? I'll ask you. You be Maria.
Okay.
Producer, how much money have you sent Caesar in this relationship?
I am not an accountant. I don't know.
Y'all, that is like a... Y'all, these Russians are wily as fuck.
Wily?
Anything that used to be part of the USSR, they grew up being spies. They grew up being like Cold War shit.
Yeah,
they're prepared for anything.
Like, she hasn't even met him, and she's already like, what is a nail tech going to buy me? He needs to make more money and show up for me. She is a...
She's a horrible person.
She's a horrible, horrible human being.
She's a she's disgusting.
And I hope we see so much more of her.
If she's on the fucking tell-all, I will lose my shit.
You know, we thought that she wasn't going to be...
We didn't think she was real.
Y'all,
some people saying it was Jesse.
I bet you what happened is that the Caesar storyline blew up. There was leaks that she was never going to be on camera. And I bet these producers threw so much money at her.
Oh, they had to throw a ton of money.
$1,200 for Kiev, but still, yeah, she was like, I'll do it.
And she's like, and I need a Fendi bag.
Yes.
And then I liked, too, when she's like, so are you guys still together? Are you going to stay with him? She's like, I will not tell you. It's a secret.
More vodka!
But I will say this. And that Bullwinkle will be dead by tomorrow.
I wrote down she's diabolical.
That is a good word
for her. She's diabolical. Yeah.
If Jake... Well, lived in Kiev, you would and be
if I,
this bitch.
If I gave into all my dark impulses, that would be me.
This was truly one of the best reveals of television. I
was living for it.
I am so...
I'm
vibrating right
we,
now.
We don't... Well, that's because there's a dildo in your ass.
That's true. But you
I just got used to the sound,
speaking
y'all.
Speaking of dildos and ass, you know who's the real winner in all this?
Who?
Those panties. Because, you know, those edible panties are like,
oh, my God. We might have a chance after all. Clarice, we're going to see her pussy lips, I bet. Settle up, panties. We're going to fulfill our destiny.
Oh. That's exactly what happened.
Oh, those fucking panties, y'all.
Anyway.
Someone in the Sissy Squad took a picture at, like, some Spencer Gifts. She said, yeah, the manager reprimanded me for taking this picture.
You know
she
what?
She was yelled at. And I don't think it was a Spencer. I don't know if it was a Spencer Gifts or not, but I can tell you it was basically a Spencer Gifts.
Fuck that manager. It's a 20-year-old fat guy, probably. That's going to go home and play World of Warcraft and beat off.
And like with Cheeto fingers.
Exactly. Speaking of Cheetos, y'all.
Y'all, branding is real.
Branding is real because we watch the show on, we're on
Sling.
West Coast. Jesus. We watch it on Jake's
on
Sling.
On my Sling. And, not together, and I'm not in a Sling.
But we have to watch the commercials.
Yeah.
And they showed, for the first time I think I've seen in like 5 years, a fucking Chester Cheetah
Y'all,
commercial.
They're listening to the show, they're cross-branding.
Because, and he like, they at the end of commercial, he just rubs his chin, and he goes
like,
Fasty. And you know Tim does that.
Fasty.
We didn't
see Tim because he wasn't here this episode.
I ordered this back
it's
to
totally
him.
It's totally awesome, though.
You offended my culture, and I say you go.
It's fun.
You go. You're not fucking me. Bye bye. Bye.
Excuse me.
That was really pretty. Wow. Are you okay?
It's hard to do these voices. It hurts my throat.
Well, speaking of voices, it's hard to do. I guess it's time to go. We're going to go back in order to our second Lonely Heart.
Oh, y'all. This is another big deal tonight.
Caesar is a Lonely Heart. Maria is a Black Heart. That's what we're calling her.
And Darcy's just a dumpster on fire. She's a living, breathing wound.
She is. I love her for it.
I do too.
But I feel so bad for her.
I do too, but... she is being picked up. She's at the airport. Darcy and Stacey are there.
By the way, we talked about fucking Maria for almost 15 minutes. Sorry, y'all. I'm still not over it. That's the first time we've done two chandelier screens. I am literally, give me this. Hold on one second.
Go sit on a fire hydrant. Y'all, he just picked up a...
I have to play the tambourine because Maria's back.
Y'all, I'm sorry. I do have a tambourine in my house. I live in one of those houses, y'all. If you ever went to your theater teacher's house, there's like props from random shows and shit in my house.
He's the one where the kids go and stay, and they go through a closet, and they find a magical land, and they get syphilis. That's Jake's apartment.
The lion, the witch,
and
the gonorrhea.
And this bitch I fucking hate. Yeah, and the gonorrhea. If you read The Lion, the Bitch, and the Gonorrhea.
Come at us. This was a great movie. Though you didn't see that incoming.
You know, that has Christian allegory, too.
C.S. Lewis, of course it does.
Yeah, of course. They sell that at Walden Books.
I think Walden Books is dead.
Oh, baby.
Now it's just Walmart.
It's true.
All right. So, y'all, we have Starcy. They're basically one person. Stacy and Darcy are, of course, dressed in matching hats.
They are, because she's like, already they're competing because they landed at the airport and Darcy.
And she's like, she just got here a little earlier than I did.
She's like, and Stacy's like, I'm so tired.
So tired.
And Darcy's like, what? You didn't have a nonstop flight?
Before you do that, I think this is a good time to do another episode of 90 Days Theater. And I'll be playing the role of Stacy.
And we'll set at the stage, please, Poodle.
We are at the airport.
Uh-huh.
We're in matching hats.
Okay.
Darcy is pushing what's looks like to be a bellhop's full of carriage luggage.
She looks like an extra from Grand Hotel.
That's a deep dive for musical theater, y'all.
That's a horrible
Grand Hotel
musical.
At your service. It is a lovely score. You are wrong.
I saw it and I hated it.
Well, you were probably 10.
I was 11.
Yeah,
maybe
there
I would
we go.
Like it now.
Grand Hotel at your service.
Okay, focus, Sybil.
Anyway,
focus.
90 Days Theater, y'all. And I'm Stacy and...
I'm playing the role of Darcy.
There we go. Oh my God, Darcy, you're here. Yeah. I got in like 20 minutes earlier.
Oh really? Why did you? What took you so long?
I mean, I didn't have a nonstop flight like you, so it's fine.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's
so nice for me. I just like
snap. It's like what it is. Must be nice.
I just watched OWN. The whole time.
Are you like? So how's Tom? How's Tom?
It's good, you know. He's good. He's, you know, he's my hot British man, and we're good, you know. And you know, we're serious. I mean, you're engaged. I'm not engaged. But, you know, I'm
I've
not
been
jealous
engaged
about that.
I've been
all
engaged. It's like fine, and you know, I'm not desperate like you are.
But he gave he gave me a surprise. He gave me a surprise.
Oh, what did he get you? What did he get
surprise.
You?
You know, he gave me.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna stare at you for 2 minutes, and then I'll tell you.
Okay, that's about how we talk.
Well, okay. So he gave me a key.
A key to what?
To his heart.
No, he gave you a key to his house.
It's to his apartment.
I think he lives there with his mother and father.
Stacy, I just don't want to be so desperate, you know.
You know.
My man. And I'm going to fight for this, and I'm never going to give it up.
You know, and I'm engaged, and there's no timeline on being engaged. So I think you just need to do your own stuff.
Here I go.
And scene.
And scene.
Y'all, by the end of that scene, one eyelash was half off, as is normal.
As is normal, because her eyes start watering so much.
They should really make a waterproof false eyelash for her.
They, you know,
just
you,
for her.
They should. They, you know, it would. They, Darcy, normally Darcy comes for, or Stacy comes for Darcy, but I have to say, at least in
Darcy
the editing,
came for her.
Darcy came for her first, because I think she's still pissed about the way Stacy was a horrible person to her.
Stacy's face is a little more malformed than the last time we saw her.
It's true.
She had some stuff done in Albania.
Oh, but it's
some, like pig's fat in her face.
But as Darcy says, I got my romance. A new journey begins.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
So let's go on, y'all.
But
when
does she really have a romance poodle?
Well, near the end, y'all, she's on the bed.
Again, to Jackie's, our moderator's credit, I thought this was the bombshell.
She's on the bed, and, well, it's not the bombshell, but it kind of was in the way it was done. And her reaction, which was so PTSD.
It was. It was fucking shell-shocked.
She's like,
this is what broke my heart.
Yeah, I'm shocked. I would not be shocked if someone told Darcy to her face as a child, your father's dead. You know, and she had to process that. Your dad's dead. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think that's what happened.
I guess I can hope for the best.
I just have to keep on moving. nothing going to break my stride.
Your dad's dead.
Ain't nothing going to slow me down. No.
I've got to keep on moving.
Because everything she says is kind of like a song lyric.
It is, and everything also is a bad self-help mantra.
She really, one thing I appreciated, y'all, even when she comes back, she is still laying on that bed like she's ready to fuck before she talks on Skype.
And now she's asymmetricaling her hair off to the other side.
Which I enjoy. It's a good look for her.
So, Tom, she does get Tom on FaceTime.
Uh-huh.
And Tom, she's like, you're so difficult to get a hold of. It's fine.
And Tom's all like,
you called me at 4 a.m.
You called me at 4 a.m. You've sent me 20 million texts. Tom says he's busy with work, y'all.
Y'all, she's running a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, apparently from
by all reports.
From Frauded and Talker Frauds, which is a new podcast.
Y'all should get on that.
They're going to be on our show in November. We've been talking about that.
It is all the tea. If you like the truth behind the story, I mean, we like that a little bit. But
we can't keep up.
They like love that shit.
They do that.
They stink of that shit, and they love it.
Kim roll around in it. And
pigs.
Kyle gets drunk.
That's cray cray.
No, but I'm saying Kim. They all do that. It's like I feel like Kim and Kyle are like a deeper level, and then talkers go like
they go deep dive.
So all levels.
We're like
of
a
shame.
Very surface level, like most gays that you know.
We have gay DD, and we start talking about ourselves, which is what most gays do. That's correct.
I forget what happens after
You're like,
that.
What happened?
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, y'all.
It's like when you wake up on a Sunday morning with a condom in your butt, and you're like, what did I do?
Fuck me on a Sunday, please.
Don't ruin that song for me. Anyway.
I have never fucked like this for once. I've had it all.
That song, that's not the lyrics. That song has one of the worst lyrics ever.
Okay.
It says, take me to a zoo that's got chimpanzees. Tell me on a Sunday, please.
It rhymes.
Yeah, that's about all it does.
It was like, what the hell rhymes with please?
Exactly. Anyway.
Anyway, boy, we just lost half our audience, but then like three of you musical theater queers
stayed
down there
and saying, I love song and dance with Bernadette Peters.
Somebody just snapped at the radio in their car and went, yes, queens, and we love you.
And or some homophobic person, if you got your windows down, listen to us, some homophobic person just went, faggot.
It's true. By the way, y'all, somebody in our Sissy Squad said that they didn't know that they listened to our show when we were talking, I think, about a butt plug when their windows were down and people started staring at them. Y'all, I'm sorry.
That's my favorite thing in the world. I'm not sorry at all. You know what? what? We need to educate the world about butt
we
plugs.
We are. The more you know. Anyway, it's that. So anyway, y'all, they fucking broke up.
Tom basically said, you
she's
know,
needy and you're that girl.
Yeah. I said he's breaking up with her because he's like, you know, I don't know if I can do anything right now. And it's, and she's like,
and
it's, fine,
goes,
it's fine. It's
that's
whatever.
What broke my heart is that she didn't, is that Darcy yep. didn't fight for anything.
The shutdown and the.
She shut down because she probably did text him too many times. And she,
she texted him once every 10 minutes. You know
exactly.
it.
She was Ricky Darting circa 2001.
That was a rough year.
that was a rough year for one of our old friends who's not our friend anymore. Because
she'll never listen to this.
She won't. Ever. And if she does, you need to get a clue.
Come at us.
But anyway, I shouldn't say her last name, though. Although it's not her last name anymore. She's married. So never
mind. That's true. So it doesn't matter.
But anyway, y'all, that's what broke my heart is that Darcy, I do think Darcy wears her heart on her sleeve. And I think she's a good person. She's just got so much wounding around her. And the fact that she just had to sit there and take it when Tom put her through shit and yeah. she didn't defend herself at all. I want to be an advocate for her. Like, I wish
you
could come in and just say, no, this is not what's happening. And you just took the phone.
Someone suggested on the Sissy Squad that I actually coach her. And that would be, first of all, that would be a 24/7 venture.
Second of all, she doesn't have the money to pay this
no,
bitch for that.
No, you would need.
She'd have
no,
to sell
my
her a lot of her luggage.
My rates would be
through
the roof.
For that.
Also, because it would take so much energy because she's an emotional vampire.
I would have to do Reiki on you every night.
You would.
Y'all do Reiki.
We are fucking woo-woo LA.
I do crystals and Reiki
all the time.
And she really,
if you don't know what Reiki is, you can Google it.
Just to Google
you can Google
it.
That at work if you want
you
to.
You can. That's one of the few things that's not
unless
dirty.
Your boss is like super Christian and he might not want you
he
looking
might think
up
you
stuff
like, but it's
witchcraft.
Good. But it's not. It's all in it. But anyway, it's like prayer. It's energy. But anyway, Darcy just finishes up and says, well, I feel like he's thrown it all away.
It's not what I wanted.
It's not what I wanted, but what can you do?
I know. And that's how she
know.
Processes it.
And then she
that's
says,
it.
I don't know what I did for him not to love me. That's one of
that's
the
when
saddest,
my heart broke.
That is one of the saddest.
I don't know what he's done to love me.
Y'all, if y'all are out there and someone just broke your heart, it is 90%. I'm telling
other
you,
person.
It's not anything you've done. No, 95%. We will
yeah,
say this is coming from a therapist and a life coach.
It's their shit.
Let them go with God, and you do your thing.
And when they say it's not you, it's me, that is exactly what it is.
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And let it go, and realize you have given a gift to go get some new dick.
I know.
I'm feeling dead from my head to my shoes. I know it
burns. I know what to do. I'm on the dupe and I'm born of you. I got some new dick and dude.
Yeah.
That actually hurt. Dick.
Your neighbors hate us.
Hate us.
Anyway, I think that's some.
Her dog doesn't stop barking, so I'm fine.
Somebody's dog on the squad just went, which, by the way,
y'all, we're destroying dogs' hearing.
It's true. When I listen to because I listen to not every show, but I'll listen to a show, y'all, when I'm in my car just to make sure it sounds good and everything. And every time I say, hey, Siri, because it's my voice, it totally stops the show. Does anybody else, do I make anybody else's Siri go off?
No, because it would be like a woman's voice. So it, possibly.
There might be a low woman speaking alto out
kind
there
of.
Who I do.
Yeah. People have been on the squad. People have been trying to figure out whose voice is deeper. And I think mine has more of a like fluctuating range. I think I may go higher and lower than you, which is why my voice sometimes sounds deeper.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Because I'm kind of trained to talk on
I knew there. I was just waiting for the dig. That's what I was waiting for. Jesus fucking help me. All right,
I've
everybody.
I've had voiceover training, so.
Yeah. I have too, actually.
Well, how'd that work second out for you? So we only had a little bit of our next lonely heart, Benjamin.
Oh.
And
oh, sorry, I forgot. And then Darcy said, this is what happened with Jesse. Here we go again. And I'm like, wow, you just beat the shit out of yourself. Anyway, Rebecca and Zied, let's talk about that.
No, Benjamin's wait, who'd next.
You say? Oh, I Benjamin.
Said, or maybe it is Rebecca next.
Who did I have? No, you're right. Benjamin and Akini.
Yeah, that's what I said. That's what I thought. Benjamin.
Y'all, they're going to the airport. And this time, I don't think he has a boner because they had sex the night before.
And he's driving. And you know what? The greatest thing about paying everyone in groceries and Tang is you get to drive away in a brand new Akini.
It's true.
And you know what? Bitch only paid $800 down.
$800 down.
And now, but God knows what those monthly payments are like.
It's going to have a lifetime lease.
I think the interest rates are going to be a little rough.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Sally Mae and Navian are going to end up calling his ass.
And we'll see what happens when you don't pay your Akini payment.
And you know what, Benjamin, if it's a call from Indy.
Fidel comes over in the night and steals Akini back.
It's true.
Repo man.
If the caller ID says Indiana, don't answer it. They want their money. They're coming.
It's always Indiana,
it's
y'all.
It's always Indiana.
Those bill collectors are always from that,
like,
shit.
Fuck.
Or Mississippi. I got one from Mississippi the other day. No one from Mississippi is actually, I don't owe anything. You know that's a debt fucking
that's
collector.
That's a debt
if
fucking
y'all get
collector.
A call from a fucking red state out of nowhere, like in the middle of fucking nowhere, like Idaho, you don't need to answer that
don't
shit.
Don't answer it.
They want your fucking
they
money.
They just want your fucking money.
Sorry to those of you who are in Ohio or Idaho.
It's for a, yeah.
So anyway, he's paid some money down on Akini.
He did.
But he's leaving. So it's kind of weird. It's kind of like me buying a car and like leaving for a year.
Well, she, yeah.
Weird.
She looks shell-shocked too because
she's crying her eyes out.
I mean,
you
but
could tell.
But even before that, when she's driving there, she's just kind of staring off in the distance.
Yeah.
And I actually felt for her in that. This has probably been a lot to process
for her. You know, you mean to be an object in a patriarchal culture? Yeah.
And then within a week, she's an object. She meets 2 weeks or whatever. She meets this man. Now, you know, maybe Benjamin doesn't take it with the gravity that she does, but she is legit married for her country.
I think
married.
I agree, and I think she's just so
under God.
Yeah, and I think she's also just so immature that she doesn't really process the fact that she sees him now as her patriarchal figure. So now it's
so
almost
she's
a
like
father-ish
now it's
issue.
Like I moved to his property.
Uh-huh.
I think she that's oh that made my stomach turn.
Well, I mean, it's a patriarchal culture.
But that's
thing.
Her culture.
I wrote down that I don't ever want to see Benjamin cry because nothing is uglier. It looks like that kind of straight guy cry where you want to eat your own face, like, whoa.
And kind of like he's about to throw up, like,
or about to shit. One or the other.
He really does make that face all the time if I just shat myself in public.
Or someone posted on the squad, I think it was Gun for Another Size, like the face you make when you farted and wonder if people didn't realize it. It's like, whoa.
That's happened to me on an elevator before.
I know. I'm sure it has. I think I've been there. Anyway.
I mean, that's all really that happens.
That's
they just
all
say
really
bye.
That happened.
And they cry, and he's like, it's not goodbye.
It's
until later.
Yeah, or some shit.
And then y'all. They start. Then he walks away, and it starts like,
"When you go away from me,
I will see you there.
I'll never forget you.
Never forget
my
you.
My life is with you.
I mean, I
know you better than anyone else." It's like these really terrible emo songs.
I don't know if y'all saw this too, but when we were watching Jake's computer on Sling, the computer kind of went staticky because Benjamin walked by a dog, and then all of a sudden we heard in the arms of the angel, and
far away from me.
There were just pictures of all these lonely animals. I don't know whatever. When that actually commercial comes on, I scream and run for the room because
it's
I can't handle it.
It's such a sad commercial.
I can't handle it. I go, no, no, no.
The worst thing is I've seen Sarah McLachlan live at least 7 times. And I love her to this day. But that song has been used so much that I don't like it. I'm such a lesbian. Anyway.
You really, really. How many Lilith spares?
Comment
did you
at
see?
Us if you love Sarah McLachlan.
People do.
She's amazing.
I saw her once.
Her fumbling towards Ecstasy album is my favorite thing in the world.
I think I saw her when Rufus. No, we saw Rufus with the other one. They really want to makes you want to slit your wrist. Redheaded woman you love, Tori Amos.
Ugh. Oh, I'm a big Tori fan, y'all. If you were a girl who had lots of feelings in your teenage years, you were a fan of Tori Amos. You listen to Under the Pink on repeat. You listen to Little Earthquakes and Finger Bang Yourself. Then you kind of grew into Boys for Pele like I did. And then you were liking boys at before you knew it, and you didn't need to. And it was fine because she was breastfeeding a pig on that cover. Sorry, I went off a little
bit
there. Our next lovely artist, Rebecca. Come at us if you love Tori Amos. Y'all, I was a big Tori girl.
Okay.
I know that's a shock.
Well, now where everybody had these kind of sad endings, you know what? This started Rebecca and Zied, and I turned to Poodle and I said, you know what? I actually hope it works out.
They're
for them.
My favorite
and,
couple.
And you said, us too.
I think they're my favorite couple.
I did not think this was going to happen.
I thought he might strong arm her a little, but she has all the money, so
she does.
Yeah, the power dynamic isn't exactly great. I will like to say this is the same day that she told him that she was divorced and they had a crying fit. She's still Rudolphing it pretty bad.
She is Rudolphing it
Rudolph
pretty
the red-nosed reindeer.
Y'all, I'm sorry we ruined Rudolph for y'all last episode.
I'm still a misfit. Oh, I have a red nose.
She does have a red nose.
You called Cornelius.
It must be cold. And somebody in our sissy
Yo,
squad.
We've been off.
Somebody in our sissy squad reminded us that Yukon Cornelius was probably like Mr. Antarctica Leather 2019.
Y'all,
so thank you for that.
If you didn't listen to last week, we went off on how the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer claymation was basically a gay coming out story.
You go back and listen. We're not going to rehash it.
But yeah.
But y'all,
and that abominable snowman is
we
a
know.
Huge bottom.
Huge bottom. But I have
the
to
bottoms
say,
are those tall bottoms are always like
this
insatiable.
This bottom's gonna be a top. Anyway, we've had a lot of musical theater this episode.
That's true.
Y'all, I have to say this was very touching. This I had to give it to Zied or the PA, whichever one did this. But there's. Sitting at this cool table in the middle of the desert,
yeah.
There's candles. It was this,
and they bring over food.
Fucking gorgeous,
and, yeah.
Sunset, and it was
and
so romantic.
And the Sahara Desert,
and the Sahara Desert. We have caviar dreams and bonbons with rings in them. Can your significant
you like
other see it?
You like chocolate?
She doesn't see it. Perhaps you should tell her, Zied.
And a couple of choice quotes.
It's
from
another
Zied.
Ring on the Barbie.
these quotes are too good.
Ooh.
In this ring ceremony,
you want me in all your life. You want me in all your life.
I'm Rebecca. I'm just chewing on my cheek.
Yeah.
I want you for good. And then I say, see this for you marry me? You want to marry me?
And she's kind of freaking out right now.
She starts crying, like
and I wrote
head
down,
in the hand crying. This is real crying,
I
y'all.
Wrote down, broken English has never been so romantic.
I got teary. And you did too.
I did.
It was very moving, and he was so sincere about it. Even with his veneers.
He did not use her money. He borrowed it all from his sister.
Sister.
So
what did he do with her fucking money?
I think he bought the Sahara vacation
okay.
with her money.
That's fine. You just want to make sure.
But it was really kind of sweet. He's like, for you marry
and
me.
And then he said, I not take your money.
Yes, I wrote
not
that.
Take your money.
I not take your money. I promise.
I have to say, I kind of love Zied. He's very endearing to me.
Y'all, he's my favorite person on this season.
I think he's so sweet.
By all means.
I think he's kind. Like,
he is.
I'm totally like looped in.
He's the most empathetic person on the show. By all means.
I
don't think he's in it for money.
No, I do. I don't think he has that awareness. I do agree. Again, you know what? Maybe I'll save that for a sissy shout out. But I've got a Zed sissy shout out that's going to come later.
But he does do his trademark phrase, "I love you so much."
So much.
Spelled M-A-U-C-H. Anyway, that's basically all that for...
And then, yeah, it's beautiful, romantic, and on the ride to the airport, he says, "Could you finish your divorce, please?"
You need to finish your divorce.
And he's like, as a Muslim man, I didn't know Muslims could marry women who were divorced. But, you know, come at us. I'm immigrant. I'm ignorant of a lot of things like that. And y'all, Googling is just too much work.
It's too much work. Anyway, our next lonely heart, y'all.
Michael.
Michael and Angela.
This was very short as well.
I just have one question. Yeah? And I don't think you can answer this. So this is directly.
Great opportunity.
This is to our listeners, to our sissy squad. Tweet us. Oh, yeah, we have a new tweeter.
We got a new tweeter.
And Instagram, actually.
You can 90 days gays.
90 day. Is it
90 day gays.
90 day. We have to
look
it up.
We're fucking this up.
I don't remember what it's called.
At 90 day gays. If you put an S on it, I'm going to kill you.
Is it?
No, we went through that.
Oh, yeah. 90 day gays.
90 day gays.
On Twitter.
At 90 day gays on
Twitter.
On Twitter
and Instagram, y'all. That's where it's happening. So come at us and let us know, because I just have one question.
Okay.
Do women still flat iron their hair? Because I thought that stopped.
This is the first time she's attempted to do that.
Oh, I think she's done it before. I think
on camera,
first time.
I was saying.
Yes, yes,
I was disturbed that she was straightening her hair.
I just don't feel like it's healthy for your hair
it's
colored that
or
much.
Or maybe, oh no, she's been coloring her hair probably for 40 years.
That's true.
And not the good stuff. We're talking like Miss Clairol from CBS.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend Ricky did that too. Bless her.
Yo, that's what happens when you color your hair for 40 years and you don't use some conditioner. You don't do it professionally and then figure out what color it is.
That's why I use
Wind. And then
Wind.
Really take care of yourself.
I just posted about that. I'm a Wind girl.
Y'all, because she, like, dyes the fuck out of her hair.
Yeah, Alyssa Milano sold me on that shit years ago on that infomercial. Anyway, y'all, so they just basically just kiss and kiss and kiss. I mean, they're just like,
Angela's leaving the room and she's like, bye. I enjoyed you, and she's talking to her bed.
The bed.
And then I threw up beside the couch. Because to imagine
she's
those
like,
two.
Think I left a wet spot, Michael.
To imagine those two, like, hunching like dogs makes me want to never have sex again. Yeah.
Bye, bed, we fucked a lot in the bed. Bye, bed, I left the west part of the bed. Woo!
Okay, we're going to have to keep the tambourine handy from now on. Also, I need to teach you how to play it.
I know
you
how
don't
to play
know
it, I'm
how.
A percussionist.
You're really bad at it. Anyway.
Mr. Hoffman taught me in fifth grade.
Yeah, well, We know how that all worked out with your educational
y'all,
system.
If you enjoy my tambourine playing, come at me.
You just need a lesson. Anyway, so Angela's excited about their life together. They're going to buy some four-wheelers and some land. Actually, the way she said four-wheelers. We're going to buy some four-wheelers and we're going to buy some land and blah, 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 blah.
And they're probably going to buy a fucking baby because she can't have one,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, that, y'all... Her eggs are gone. Her eggs are all like shrunken like raisins.
And our moderator Jackie, she kind of put a lesson.
Told us all.
She told us all, and then y'all. I have to say in that sissy squad, y'all all started going. We didn't realize that so many women deal with infertility and IVF.
That was amazing.
Again, total tears in my eyes.
I didn't know that.
And literally Poodle texted me and he said these women are fucking warriors.
They
and
are.
Y'all are. So if you're going through that right now, We send you love.
And keep going, Queens, y'all.
Keep going, Queens.
Life is challenging, and you just have to be as positive as you probably can be.
And we hope that, especially if you have a baby that's assigned boy gender, we hope he's gay, because no one will love their mother more.
Exactly. And you know, when I say be positive, I don't mean HIV.
Exactly. He just means be positive.
I mean be positive.
Yes.
That's our joke about being gay.
There you go. Yeah. But yeah, she said, I'm so gay, by the way, that when Angela said, and by God's will and grace, and I immediately went, she watches Will and Grace? Because it just came on this week. I was excited.
It did.
Are you looking for tricks?
No, I'm looking up for something later, you whore.
Okay, well, you never know when Poodle's on his phone. Now, while you're looking up, I'll talk about something.
Okay.
There is one part. It's all great and gravy, and then at the end, she's like, I love you. Now, Michael, don't fuck it up.
Yeah, and that's like, it's like hitting someone in the face before you leave, and it's a form of abuse.
It's a little...
She's very verbally abusive to him.
I feel like if my dad was there, he would say, and remember, your ass is grass and I'm the lawnmower.
I'd also like to say that Michael is having a hard time letting go of her.
He cried.
He did. And I think that... Only thing is, you can tell that Michael is thinking about that American visa because he's wearing a motherfucking shirt with the American flag on it.
You know, I was going to ask.
That's all he fucking wants, y'all. And the proportions are bad.
It was not a good-fitting shirt.
It's like a weird, like the stripes go one way.
It was weird.
And the stars go the other.
Well, someone probably made it and didn't really know how the flag went.
Yeah, the pattern was very upsetting to me.
Do you think he loves Angela?
I think he does. I think he thinks he does.
Do you think he loves going to America more?
Yes.
That's sadly what I think, too. And
the idea of it,
I mean,
yeah.
Even when he got down on one knee.
It's like everybody here. It's the idea of it. It's the ideal. They all want the proposal. They want the people from overseas want the American. They want the land of milk and honey gateway key. And everyone else wants someone who'll love them forever. The Americans know they have something.
Mm-hmm.
And they want someone, and they sense that kind of need in them.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone who's on this show needs to be taken care of and validated. All the Americans.
Oh, yeah.
And all the foreigners are the caretakers. This year.
You just broke it down, bitch.
Yeah, I know I did. Good boom.
I'm so glad you're humble.
I am.
Anyway.
That's basically
that's
all. There was a great airport song for this one too, and this one was like, nobody knows me like you do. Nobody knows me like you do.
Michael.
Yeah, that's basically all I had.
You know, as Rebecca said it when she walked away, I feel like this is appropriate for Rebecca and Angela because they both sabotage themselves, where Rebecca said, chew it on the cheek, I just hope it works out. Same for Angela and Michael, I just hope it works out, because otherwise Michael will die.
I'm going to just make this easier. It's not going to work out for Angela and Michael. I don't mean to like dispel any myths or anything for anyone who's listening who wants Angela and Michael to be together. It's not going to work.
No, he's going to marry her, come to the United States, and then the day he gets a green card, he's
going to fuck around, or she might kill him, one or the other, or they might be arrested for domestic violence for one another.
It's true.
Because Angela's anger is kind of off the chain.
Yeah.
Our next Lonely Heart.
Our last Lonely Heart.
That's the last of the show.
It's Avery.
Oh, y'all. This was a fucking excuse for a scene. Ugh.
Kind of was. She's like...
She's on the bed again like Darcy.
This reminded me, the way it was in her room, it was so weird, like, because it was like, I thought she was going to be like, look at me, I'm Sandra. It looked like her bedroom looked like Grease.
Yeah, and you notice even her bedroom is more basic than Darcy's.
She took everything out, being Muslim.
That's possible. It is Columbus, Ohio, y'all.
She was a bad girl before, so she probably wanted to burn all that shit.
We're convinced, y'all, something happened in Avery's past.
I think so, too,
sadly. Something went wrong.
She's had trauma
or something.
Something has happened.
Like some kind of abuse, maybe sexual abuse.
I don't know.
Somebody.
I just feel like.
It's like some religious thing. I don't know.
She wants to get away from something and it bothers me.
And so
accept
anyway.
Accept your past, y'all. Accept it.
And then deal with it.
Deal
and
it.
Then process it.
You got to heal
it. Go to therapy.
You got to feel it to heal it.
Just look at you dispensing wisdom.
You do got to do that.
Anyway, that wasn't as good. You do got to do that.
I wish
that wasn't as good.
I wish Darcy would go to therapy since she said. Do you think she's ever been to therapy?
I think
she would fall in love with a therapist.
The kind she would. The kind she's love addiction. Definitely love addiction.
She has love addiction. Yeah, for sure.
The biggest issue with her, she needs someone who will be so real with her. She needs someone who will like shake her and say, "Listen, this is what you're saying to me, and this is what I'm hearing, and this is what you're putting out in the world." Someone not to ask her a bunch of questions.
Mm-hmm.
You need to break her. This sounds really awful, but you need to break her before she learns how to heal herself.
I think we've all been there. This is what I like. I agree with that, and this is one reason I think why a lot of us
denial,
like
her say
why,
the denial.
Why Poodle and I started this show,
yeah.
Actually. And I think why so many of you listen to it, that it is ridiculous, these people, but there's so truth of where they are. And we've all been, maybe not as extreme, but we've been in these places
and
in
we know
our
parts
lives.
Of ourselves like, that are like this.
Jake and I have been Darcy's.
Oh, yeah.
For some guy. Like, never a woman, sorry. But
I wasn't a Darcy for long because I don't really have this part of me. But we all can recognize
we've
it.
We've all been clueless and been Avery, who is so.
Oh, we've all been clueless and been Avery.
I mean, here's another thing.
It's just inexperience for Avery.
But
Darcy is just.
But I want to say a little bit, like, is this a story plot thing? Are they doing this in that? Okay, we already got from last episode when Avery went to the hot immigration lawyer that clearly
about him.
She has. Clearly, she's never read the New York Times. Like, she doesn't know what's going on
and
in the world.
And they didn't talk to the immigration lawyer before she went.
But no, that's odd because, and you know, Kim and Kyle talked
this
about
might,
that.
This actually might have been
like Jenny
before she left.
Well, Jenny, other people, and like the other way, they did go talk to lawyers
yeah.
first. But Omar surprised me where he was like, "What? I can't come over? This is shocking to me." And I'm like, you actually live in Syria. Like, you know the relationship Syria and the United States have right now.
Yeah, he gets it.
But no, he didn't. He was shocked. Like, what? I can't get a visa?
And I thought that was all produced.
That's what I was going to ask you. Like, tell me he
I
really
thought that
can't.
Was,
is
I thought
he
that,
that clueless
was all produced.
As well?
I think they had to have some reason. I think they were all being Pollyannas here. And they thought that they could get some kind of waiver because of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And and then they finally said, guess what? The American government kind of trumps
TLC.
For sake of, pardon the pun, TLC.
Yeah.
Yeah, and production.
So it's like, it's this thing of like, and it's not, we've talked about this in the Sissy Squad. We don't talk about politics and stuff in the Sissy Squad, but this is more of like, this is just what's happening
That's
in
what
the
happens.
World.
Yeah.
And so I think that
it, and he it, says, I give up America.
That, that's what I was going to say. So then they jump to this, I give up America. But then they start talking about Dubai.
Like,
Canada lets in a lot of Syrians. Like, why couldn't they move to Canada? That's not
it
far from Ohio.
It may be different now.
I looked just as we were on break.
I feel like Omar has some other issue at work.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I'm not sure because
I'm like, why does he want
to? They could have. I feel like they could have gotten some other diplomatic visa if he's having that much of a problem. Yeah, the current administration's immigration tactics are a little extreme, but you're right. Canada lets in a lot of people.
Yeah,
and
like refugees, people that
you know
are
what?
Seeking asylum.
Canadians come at us. There may be something new.
We have
that
a
we
lot
don't
of
know.
Canadians.
We do. Maybe. And they'll invite us to Toronto, and I want to have a piece of those Toronto boys.
Wow.
That's all there is to it.
No, we have a deep conversation, and you bring it back to Dick, and I respect that.
There we are.
I respect that.
That's basically what we got for this episode,
and that,
y'all.
On that note, y'all, that's the show. Now, we're going to do our special segments right now. Right, Poodle?
We are. I'm going to show you this one's name.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to do, y'all, we're going to start with our new, our new kind of segment called Sissy Shoutouts.
Sissy Shoutouts.
And we're going to say your name and your last initial.
And we're, you know.
Because we're, and we're not going to tell anyone where you, we're not, where to your address.
But I don't know if a lot of y'all know this. Poodle does have the site for BDF, but we both know how to, we can read your life and know
what's
happening.
I know exactly what your life is like, and I don't even have to look at your Facebook pictures, and I'm not going to creep you.
We know exactly where you're coming from, and we just want to, we want to shout out these stories and let all of y'all know that we appreciate you.
So my first Sissy Squad shout out is to Heather T.
Heather T.
And Heather T. Did a great post on Sissy Squad where pets who look like their favorite 90 Day Fiancé characters. I was dying nonstop.
Yes.
Heather T., you made me laugh so much. We were both dying. The squad members were loving it. Keep it up. And I just know that Heather T. loves a good day at the Thai spa in Pocatello, Idaho.
Oh, mm,
and
yeah.
She loves a good swap meet with her sister Jolene.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, and
Heather and Jolene.
And Jolene's just transitioned, y'all.
Did she just?
So,
that
yeah,
was her
she
brother.
Used to be Joe.
He used to be Joe. Mm-hmm. Everybody knew them like they were softball twins together.
Exactly.
Star softball
Couldn't
players.
Couldn't tell which was which.
Couldn't tell which one's which. And then
one liked women. Who knows which one it was?
Who knows which one it was? Mm-hmm. And y'all, they were just really exemplary kids.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway,
I think
thank
that's
you, Heather T.
Thank you, Heather T.
Sissy shout. Sissy.
Sissy shout out.
That hurt.
I have a sissy shout out. This is from Jeanette R., who is a new member and posted, have there always been Cheeto commercials during the show?
Exactly. That is from us, y'all.
Which was right by the way, it was Kat F. That's a shout out. She's the one that took a picture at Spencer's. So anyway.
Okay,
but,
go ahead and do two. Sure.
No, but I'm just saying, shout out to her. Oh. But Jeanette R., y'all, Jeanette R., she, I think, a lot of people don't know this about her, but she actually grew up as a runaway child in Chile.
Interesting.
She did, yes, because her papa
was a Energetico.
Yes, her papa was a Rolling Stone, and her
yes.
mother was a knitter who got into Doobie in her late 30s.
Happens.
Yes, so Jeanette woke up one morning in Chile with her mother and decided it was time for her to go get bangs. And she got a cute haircut and got bangs, and the next thing she knows, she was fucking an Elvis lookalike in Las Vegas.
That is the same thing that happened to Jeanette from the Chipettes.
Yes. It's the same thing that happened to Jeanette.
She fucked an Elvis impersonator,
yes,
too.
She did. And you know what? And to this day, wherever you go, you can see Jeanette R. with her cute bangs and her rabbit ears on.
There you go.
There you go, Jeanette R. We love you.
Anyway, that's the sissy shout-outs for today. We're doing two per episode, y'all. Yeah,
and if you feel like these are not accurate, we don't care.
Because we're making them up.
Because we're making them up.
Uh-huh. Because so, guess what? We don't want to fucking put you on blast about what your lives are like.
Yeah, we don't
really
want to talk
saying,
about
hey,
your lives.
We're just
what
saying,
hey,
like.
And we see you.
I see you.
We see you. But y'all, give us our little paper poodle so we
oh,
know.
Oh, sorry.
That's it, y'all. That is the show. So what we're going to be doing next is that we're going to be doing
the tell-all.
They're going to tell-alls. We're going to watch. Those are going to go up tomorrow at 11 p.m. normally on Monday night when our show's air.
11
p.m.
And y'all, don't forget our other shows that we podcast about on Sissy That Talk. And those include Sweet Tea,
mm-hmm.
our Bravo Southern Charm recaps.
Yes, which there was a little bit of news about that where people didn't think
yes.
Shep posted there wasn't going to be a season.
But Patricia had been talking about it before.
Patricia said they were filming
they're
in
filming.
January, but then she deleted it, so
who knows?
Maybe Shep's not on it.
And keep going.
So we also have Bitchcrap, the Sabrina, the unauthorized
coming
Sabrina.
Up soon.
Ooh, y'all, Ross Lynch posted some shit on Instagram. He is hot.
And there's River Mails, y'all, our Riverdale recap that we were going to do kind of intermittently through this year.
And there's also Dear Maddie. You can check that out.
You can find all of the shows and our merch, which will be coming up soon.
Coming up soon. Very
soon. On sissythattalk.com.
Yes, 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 yes. And y'all, we've already mentioned our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad. Be sure to join that.
We're having a blast.
And you know what? Now we'll start post. I'm going to start posting some from you people that aren't on Facebook. And y'all mentioned this. So I'm going to start posting, like, if somebody starts a discussion thread. And
it's not on Facebook.
A lot of people aren't. A lot of people don't like Facebook, yeah. So if I see a discussion thread that looks pretty good, I'll post it on the Instagram.
Okay.
So then people can start their own discussions on Instagram as well. So please jump into that. Or if you have an idea for a thread you want to start on the Instagram,
please
message us at 90 Day Gays.
I had no idea Facebook is not a thing for
some
people.
You really don't know anything about technology. Y'all, lastly, Poodle
I'm
loves,
pure of heart.
Yeah, Poodle loves a review.
I love a review, y'all.
Poodle.
And we're going to do a new segment. We've not a new segment, but we read a couple of reviews sometimes.
And so
I'll let you read our reviews.
Well, first of all, we got one review. This is from Cherry.
I want to read it now.
Cherry Pop-Tart, who just says.
Cherry Pop-Tart?
Who just says, keep going, Queens. You know why? Because that sometimes when you don't know what to say.
Y'all,
that's pretty good.
We all need to hear Keep Going Queens. Oh, I'm starting the podcast.
And the next one that I'm going to read, this goes out to WHTYC.
So I guess I don't forget to read one.
Well, you better get with it. Well, read that one. WHTYC. Go ahead and read what they say.
Oh. WH. Wear a diaper. You're going to piss yourself laughing.
We appreciate that. We like that so much.
Y'all, if there's anything we can bring to this world, it's laughter. Because we're in a place where, you know, some people don't have a lot of hope.
And we love you, our cubicle warriors out there tweeting at us.
If you're in a cubicle, you're a fucking warrior.
Well, I'm there with y'all half the time of the week.
I'm in my house, but same thing.
It's still like a prison.
Y'all, sometimes I feel like a fucking prison when my students come in there and give me shit.
So do leave. Y'all, think about this. We have almost 1,700 Sissy Squad members. If all of you left a review, we would blow up to like the number one podcast.
Oh my God, that just blew my mind.
And then you know what happens? Then we're doing live shows. Then we're doing Patreon. Then that just helps get us.
Then we both quit our jobs.
Then we quit our cubicles and come to you. So it just happens because of you. Because of you.
We need to learn lyrics.
We do need to learn lyrics. And y'all, again, we talk about this. We talk about these people and call them lonely hearts because we all are just lonely hearts out there looking for love.
Yes, and remember, if you are looking for love in all the wrong places and you decide to get a 90-day fiancé,
call us.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.